The COVID-19 pandemic has forced school districts to use virtual teaching methods, and special education providers have had to change how they provide therapies. Some specialists say that some of those changes may stay in place after the pandemic is over. Celia Clark has more.
Sarah Gregory is a speech-language pathologist. She and a teacher recently found a way for some nonverbal students to participate in a class discussion by sharing what they know through an online form. Many of the children she works with use special devices or tablet computers to communicate.
Typically, if we're in a class, we can just look over and see what a student wrote. And so we tried to be flexible with our thinking and made Google Forms that have picture supports that match the student's device.
Federal and state laws require that special needs students get the equivalent services they might have received before schools closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. There aren't exact workarounds for everything kids need. For instance, because of the virus, no one's getting hands-on treatment by a trained physical or occupational therapist. Still, Gregory is optimistic.
I think we're going to be gaining tools right now through the end of this school year, however long the closure lasts.
And even after the closure is over, Gregory says many students with special needs still won't be in the classroom. She expects to need more distance learning techniques in the fall and beyond. I'm Celia Clark for WSHU News.